Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 257 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio GH, on Sunday 25th of January, Burns Night 2026. Everyone, and today we will be celebrating Robert Burns, who was born on the 25th of January 1759. The two-couple jig, Burns Night, is by Robert McCohen, devised in 1998 with a lead tune by Barbara McCohen, here played by the Strathspey and Reel Society of New Hampshire. Thank you. album is celebrating 50 years of the Boston branch, with every track by different musicians. We heard the Strathspey and Real Society of New Hampshire play Burns Night by Barbara McCowan, Miss McPherson Grant's Jig of Ballindollock by William Marshall, and the Baddeck Gathering by Alex Pipe Major MacDonald. And we will follow that with another American recording, Muriel Johnston and Keith Smith live at the Delaware Valley Spring Ball 2003 with Burns Hornpipe. Johnston and Keith Smith played Glasgow Hornpipe, Kohler's Hornpipe, Richer's Hornpipe and Back of the Haggard for Burns Hornpipe. The Lee Rig is an old, original, two-couple Strathspey, which I would normally advocate dancing in three-couple sets. But this recording from Marian Anderson's Robert Burns Dances album is worthy of including today. played The Lee Rig, Mary Morrison, Macpherson's Farewell and Roslyn Castle. The Globe Inn in Dumfries has existed since 1610, and while Robert Burns was working as an exciseman, he moved into Dumfries and oft stayed in his favourite house, the Globe Inn, where you can still read the verses he etched onto the window panes of his bedroom. Robert had an affair with the landlord's niece, Anna Park, resulting in the birth of daughter Elizabeth in 1791, who, following the immediate death of Anna, was raised by Burns' wife, Jean Armour, alongside her own children. The jig, the Globe Inn, was devised by Jackie Johnston in 1996 and includes the formation Dance to Corners and Set, but up, down and across the set, in a diamond-shaped square with the corners on the centre line and second place, possibly depicting the diamond window pane. The recording is from the Sunday Class Recorded Highlights Volume 1 CD by Jim Lindsay and his band. is by Ian Holmes, Windmill Bastion by Muriel Johnston, The Staircase Jig by Ian Hardy, and Jackie Clark's Jig by Jim Johnston. You know I like a medley, so The Haggis Hunters by Anne Dix always gets an outing at this time of the year. A square set, 16-bar chorus, then verse, chorus, verse, and repeat it all in real time. Nothing tricky in this dance either, and you get to practice it all in Strathspey time first. The original recording on cassette is by the Kragelicki Band. Tunes were The Conundrum by Peter MacLeod Jr. and The Maid Behind the Bar, could be referring to Anna Park at the Globe Inn, which would link to our next dance, The Excise Man by John Drury. This dance is more complicated, not for its actual formations, but the fact that it is mostly meanwhiles. John wrote the dance in 1996 and published it in Bankhead Book 6, with a recommendation to use the tune The Deal's Awa' with the Excise Man, but there is no recording for an 8x32 bar jig beginning with this. However, it is the second tune of eight in this recording by Ian Cathcart and his band for My Totcher's the Jewel. Cathcart and his band played My Touch as the Jewel by Nathaniel Gow, and then seven traditional tunes. The Deal's a Wah with the Excise Man, Ken Muir's On and a Wah, My Wife's a Winsome Wee Thing, Mule and Willie, The Laird o' Cockpen, I Lorna a Laddie But Ain, and There Cam a Young Man. Robert Burns is well known for his multivarious love affairs. He had a daughter by his mother's servant while beginning a relationship with Jean Armour, who became pregnant with twins in March 1786. Although Burns was willing to marry Jean, her father forbade it, though they did marry in 1788, and she bore him 9 children in all, 3 of whom survived infancy. After his marriage, he took on Ellisland Farm on the banks of the Nith, a few miles north of Dumfries. The dance Ellisland is a square set strathspey, another by Jackie Johnston. I suspect, intentionally, the progression is that having danced with most of the set in 32 bars, the ladies have moved on 2 places clockwise, while the men have moved 1 place anti-clockwise, giving everyone a new partner. The music I have chosen for this is from Dunfermline's 90th CD by Frank Thompson, which begins with Low Down in the Broom, which we recognise as the music for Burns' poem My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose. Frank Thompson and his band played Lowdown in the Broom, The Nut Brown Maiden, Doris Dear by Lady Jane Scott, and Will You Know Come Back Again by Caroline Lady Nairn Oliphant. Another dance called The Excise Man is a 5x32 square set reel by Trevor Rayner as part of the Sky Collection. Again, more intricate than the previous square set, which was the Haggis Hunters. Muriel Johnston's band made the recording. Donegal Reel began and ended that set by Muriel Johnston's band. The other tunes were The Sligo Maid, Murdo Lamont's Spree by Johann Christian Fischer, and The West Highland Line by Muriel.
Oh, my love is like a red, red rose, newly sprung in June. Oh, my love is like a melody, sweetly played in tune. Fair up to my bonny loss, deep in love of mine. Gone dry, tell all the sea's gone dry, my dear. Rocks melt with the sun. And I will love thee still, my dear. Sands of life shall run.
was Alex Hodgson with My Love Is Like a Red, Red Rose. Burns' bicentenary Strass Bay was devised by John Drury in 1996 to honour Robert Burns 200 years after his death. Burns' night is on his birthday. There are two chords for threes and fours to cross over, two circles top and bottom and set and link for two on the sides, into right shoulder reels of four on the sides, ones and fours in the centre, ladies' chain, ending in promenade hold with non-partner, promenade across the set, divide and meet partner to dance out of nearest end, and cast to finish 2-4-1-3 with the bottom two couples on opposite sides. The recording I have chosen is by Neil Barron and his band for the Silverdale Strass Bay. That recording by Neil Barron's band is from the Sheffield Diamond Third Sheaf collection. And the tunes were Strong Tea by Angus Fitchett, Miss Eileen Micklejohn by Muriel Johnston, and Miss Agnes Watt by Lindsay Ross. And we will finish with Bill Little's dance, The Haggis. James Coutts is providing the music, which depicts bars 1 to 8, first couple go out and bring in the haggis. 9 to 16, celebrate the shape of it. 17 to 24, hands across the table and world friendship with back to back for intermingling and socialising. The last 8 bars are apparently the twisty road hame in high spirits after a wee dram, maybe. Traditional tunes from James Coutts and his band, and I'm losing count if we've had some of them already today. Duncan Gray, There Was a Lad, The White Cockade, Polly Stewart, This Is No My Ain Lassie, Happy Friendship, Willie Brewed a Peck o' Malt, and my love, she's but a lassie yet. We are going to play out with I Fond Kiss, sung by Hollis Easter, which Burns gave to Agnes Nancy MacLeod when she left for Jamaica in 1791, having spurned his seduction attempts for a couple of years, while Burns was enjoying himself with others, including Nancy's servant, who bore him a son in 1788.
A fond kiss, and then we sever. A farewell, alas, forever. Deep in heart-wrung tears I'll pledge thee, warring sighs and groans I'll wage thee. Who shall say that fortune grieves him, while the star of hope she leaves him? Me a cheerful twinkle lights me, dark despair around unites me. I'll ne'er blame my partial fancy, nothing could resist my Nancy. But to see her was to love her, love but her, and love forever. Had we never loved so kindly, had we never loved so blindly, never met or never parted, we had ne'er been broken hearted. So fare thee well, thou first and fairest. Fare thee well, thou best and dearest. Thine be ilka joy and treasure, peace, enjoyment, love, and pleasure.
Enjoyed this Burns journey. Thanks to Ian and Andy, and to you all for joining me. More next week. Bye.
A fond kiss, and then we sever. A farewell, alas, forever. Deep in heart-wrung tears I pledge thee, warring sighs and groans.